Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
On Classic Rock 92.9 KISM, your Knucklehead runners-up today, Brad. We're going to begin with our girl down in Florida who she saw this woman who was whose car had been broken down at the Advanced Auto Parts store, and she goes, hey, can I help you out? I know a little something about cars. Let me get in there and let me fix that. She goes in there, goes to her console, leans in, and grabs $170 out of there and then runs. Runs over to Walmart.
How did she know there was money in the console?
Well, I think she was just taking a chance at it.
Okay.
Well, you know, she ducked her head in there and was looking around the car to see what she could see, and if there's something worth taking, she was going to take that. And she opened up the center console, and there was a whole bunch of cash. So, and then she ran, you know, and she runs over to Walmart, and the cops. So this lady calls the, you know, 911 to say, hey, this woman. They said, well, any distinguishing marks on this? Oh yeah, she's got a Tinkerbell tattoo on her leg. So the cops go over to Walmart, and there they see a woman with a Tinkerbell tattoo leaning over the jewelry counter, about to spend some of that cash on some Walmart jewelry. Our other 9:30 knucklehead runner-up is Markel Towner of Lincoln, Nebraska. The cops were looking for a guy named Markel Towner. He was involved in some kind of domestic incident. They come upon a car near where this domestic incident occurred, and they see a guy sitting in the car. They said, are you Markel Towner? He said, no.
No, my name's John Reynolds.
Are you sure you're not Markel Towner?
No, John Reynolds.
Not him. And they said, well, you got a lanyard. You're wearing a lanyard right now with your name, Markel Towner, on it.
That's not me.
But our 9:30 knucklehead winner today goes to the guy who's suing his place of work for a very icky reason.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Well, we crossed the border to go into Canada, but I think it's universally frowned upon what this guy was doing. He worked at an aerospace company in Nova Scotia. And things have been deteriorating over the last couple years because his employee, or his co-workers, went to management and said, I think so-and-so is in the bathroom doing the five-knuckle shuffle. He's in there. I can hear him grunting. I can hear him making noises and, like, heavy breathing and stuff. And it's creeping me out. You got to tell him to stop. So the manager pulls him aside and says, look, man, there'd be people complaining about you in there playing five on one. You got to stop. And they says, well, okay. He says, he never came out and told me that I couldn't do it, so I continued to do it. And they said, as long as no one was in the stall right next to him, who cares? And then when that little pitch failed, his lawyers also argued that he has a sex addiction and claimed it's a disability, and he had to take care of that at work somehow. They didn't, after 2 years of going back and forth, the company they ruled that the company did have cause to fire him, and they dismissed him earlier this month.
Okay.
Because he couldn't keep it in his pants at work.
Well, if chronic self-gratification becomes a disability, my parking situation's going to get a lot better at the grocery store, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, there are some offices that have, like, private rooms. I mean, ours don't have them.
What do you mean?
Well, it could be like a nursing room.
Or a privacy room.
Or you have to step in there to make a private phone call.
Have to create a room for that.
Well, I mean, now it sounds like you probably almost have to. I mean, if they have our workplace doesn't have that. But, you could probably dip into a conference room if you wanted to. But there's no such thing as a privacy room.
The cleaning crew better clean those handles every single night.